This is actually one of the first like real pushbacks to the deep state business that I've seen. Amazon's Ring ends deal with surveillance firm after backlash. So for a while now, Ring and Flock, which is an AI... Okay, so Ring already has a bunch of like deep state surveillance bullshit built into it, okay? But Flock is like a broader surveillance network that uses AI to triangulate people's positions, stuff like that. And they announced a deal between them, which raised the stock of both companies, because obviously like integrating Ring doorbell cameras into this like nationwide or even nearly global network of AI surveillance allows you to essentially get customers to pay for the privilege of what would otherwise be billions of dollars in infrastructure by getting everyone's Ring doorbell camera on board with this big like AI network. It would be almost impossible to get that level of camera coverage if you were doing it yourself. But now you're getting people to pay for the privilege, right? Really good stuff. I thought it was SpotShotter that triangulated people's positions. I mean, there are a variety of services that functionally do the same thing, I assume. It's really just a matter of keeping like profiles and databases on everyone and using AI to like cross-reference those databases to see if they can identify people. By the way, to be clear, Ring already does this. Like if you go up to a house that has a Ring doorbell camera and your face is visible, your face is added to a database that gets uploaded into a global database and like your identity gets assigned to it, and now they can track you when you walk in front of other houses. They made a mistake though by drawing attention to it in an ad. Yeah. We saw the ad. Ring Super Bowl ad. We saw the ad where they were like, you know, 10 million dogs go missing every day. We find over one a day by subjecting all of you to the Palantir. Where's the ad? I'm only finding people reacting to the ad. This was a very unpopular ad. People got real mad about this one. Real mad about the ad. I don't think this is the ad because I don't remember the ad having green text in front of it.
Changed in years. Until now. One post of a dog's photo in the Ring app starts outdoor cameras looking for a match. Search Party cool. From Ring uses AI to help families find lost dogs. Since launch, more than a dog a day has been reunited with their family.
Yeah, you get the gist. This is, you know the reason they're doing this is because they are desperate to soft pitch these ideas to the public in a way that the public approves of and accepts, you know? They really, really want, like so far, the main way they've been pitching the popularity of AI is either by saying it's inevitable, get used to it, or like, look, you can use it to reply to the happy birthday texts everyone sends you or whatever, like some shit like that, you know? But they really want people to get on board with the social ramifications of being in a surveillance state. Well, more of one than we already are.
The company behind Ring doorbell cameras addressing privacy concerns after their Super Bowl ad ignited a bit of controversy. Now the company's ending its partnership with a surveillance firm. ABC So...
It's a pretty big deal that they're ending that. Like, a lot of backlash. This was like a very high profile, big money bid, you know?
Bifilay has that story.
The cost of a Super Bowl ad was roughly $8 million this year.
This is Milo.
But for the home security company Ring, the cost may be a lot higher.
Search Party from Ring uses AI to help families find lost dogs.
The company's Super Bowl ad promoted a feature that scans footage from Ring cameras in your neighborhood to find lost dogs. But the ad sparked controversy. Some people online questioning if the feature could also be used to search for people.
Okay, guys, did this...
Yes.
This make me go and rip the batteries out of my Ring? I'm about to!
Critics vowing to stop using the company's products altogether.
As of today, I no longer use Ring doorbell.
Rival security camera company Wyze even made a parody of the ad.
What if we could make finding one lost...
I saw this. This was actually pretty funny of them to do.
...dog require the computational power of a small dictator-led nation state.
But Ring says...
It was actually pretty funny what they did. They put it out pretty quick, too, like...
This is Milo. Pets are family, but every year 10 million of them go missing. And the ways we look for them haven't changed in years.
Except for all of these.
But what if we could make finding one lost dog require the computational power of a small dictator-led nation state? Search Party from Ring uses AI to search through our tens of millions of cameras. We could find literally anyone, but we only use this technology to find lost dogs. Recently, we announced a partnership with over 5,000 law enforcement agencies, but we won't let them use this feature this feature is just for dogs. Guess what? We've automatically opted your cameras in. Who has time to read settings? Not you. You're too busy being a hero, whether you know it or not. And the best part, it's free for everyone. We're just doing this out of the goodness of our hearts. Customers are loving Search Party, and so will you. Don't these nice images of kids reuniting with their lost dogs feel good? Look at this one. Doesn't that make you feel warm and fuzzy? There's absolutely no reason to go to wise.com and buy a camera with an SD card, because if you own all your own footage, you won't be able to help people find lost puppies. I'd tell you to join the neighborhood, but you're already in it. Search Party, way better than WiseCam.
It was just unusually prescient, I think. I mean, you know, all things considered. Their first crack in the police state, perhaps. The problem, privacy is an externality that nobody can account for in the cost of business. Everybody values their privacy in the abstract. Like, people will pay, theoretically, very large amounts of money to preserve it, but then in practice, won't do anything. And that's because the mechanisms by which you preserve your privacy these days are really, really abstract. If your privacy is as simple as erecting a fence or keeping your windows closed, or getting upset because people are staring in through your windows, people get really upset about that. They'll call the police, they'll go to a town hall, they'll do something about it, you know? But nowadays, privacy is like settings inside one of 1,000 apps that may or may not do what you think they do, and all of them are labeled differently. So it's really difficult to factor this in as a cost of business. It's just really tough. You need state policy. You cannot rely on people's good decision-making to preserve widespread privacy, or a company will inevitably package it in as part of a more convenient way of doing business, and then that's it. I mean, look at how much everyone accepts location services now. How many apps actually need location services? Because it seems like every single one of them wants them.
To the backlash over a Super Bowl ad for popular home security company Ring. And Sam, you've got the details. We spoke with the founder. They're talking out about...
So it's your same take as criminalizing fast food / high sugar? Well, hold on. I'm not against fast food. But yeah, I am pretty against the practice of injecting high fructose corn syrup into literally every food item to make all of them less healthy, but more tasty and more addictive. Yeah, it's pretty bad. Again, I don't think that the average consumer should be a nutritional expert, right? Like, you have to know quite a bit in order to avoid pitfalls that you might encounter when deciding what food to buy. I think that food should just be healthier as a matter of course. There is a reason why American food is as bad as it is. Like, when you go to a grocery store in like any European country or in Japan or whatever the else, the food there is better than our food. Our food is really bad. And like genuinely, like quality wise, it's really bad. It's bad for you. People are like, oh, I lost so much weight in my trip to Japan. And like, part of that's because you're walking around with that. And part of that's because they eat nothing but rice and fish over there. But even if you go over to Italy, where they eat heavy pasta, like big complex carbohydrates, yum, yum, fill up my tummy. Like, a lot of their food is just better than our food. So I do think that government policy needs to correct for stuff that the average consumer can't really reasonably consider when it comes to the cost of doing business. And I think that way about basically everything. And by the way, so have people for hundreds of years. This is why we have food regulations. This is why we have regulations on car emissions and output. Do you think you as a consumer are capable of testing the safety of a vehicle? Like you see a vehicle on the lot and you're like, how safe is it? And the person there is like, there's no legal reason they can say, like, they can just say whatever. There's no like safety standard that they have to abide to. There's no government testing that they have to submit their car to. Like, yes, I think for a wide variety of things, the government should just have rules on what you can subject consumers to, in my opinion.
All of the reaction to this.
Yeah, the reaction happened almost immediately after the ad ran, and you're going to see what they said about the backlash. But with the cost of a Super Bowl ad roughly at about $8 million this year, for Ring, the cost may end up being a...
Hey, I already heard that bit from KVUE. KVUE.
A little bit higher.
This morning, it's the Super Bowl ad sparking controversy. But the ad...
This is the same bit! Time to go to the true source of independent, authentic journalism. YouTube. Backwoods Wisdom with Buddy Brown.
An emergency meeting on this channel right now with all the Ring cameras y'all got outside your houses right now. I never have, but a lot of y'all do, and we need to talk about it because last night they crossed a very, very big line leading to millions of Americans saying they're going to boycott them and rip them the heck out of their houses. Now, if you didn't see it, there was a Super Bowl commercial.
If the Chuds are upset about this, I'm happy.
Last night, walking around. Ring is here. All you gotta view the location and help you get reunited with that puppy. And everyone's gonna be so happy. Anybody else wanna throw up yet? Fans of the Batman comics, you're gonna remember that in The Dark Knight, okay?
I'm happy the deal got canceled. I'm actually surprised. Why now? Where have you all been? Because they made a Super Bowl ad over it. Again, they've made partnerships with so many police departments and agencies to share your data with them without telling you. But like, they made a Super Bowl ad. Why would they make an ad? Are they stupid? Because the deep state is losing faith in democracy, and they want to get people really like okay with the idea of being surveilled. They want to prime people for the next stage of government, basically. Yeah, they want to normalize it.